Speaking with Bud Beeston, running for County Commissioner for District 2, election coming up on us in a little over a week. And first and foremost, folks who may not know, just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for County Commissioner.
Well, I decided to run. I decided a few months ago, but it started about 2 years ago. We run into a problem with our county commissioner turning down a 200-signature petition for the housing development right here in our neighborhood. It didn't fit the area, and the people didn't want it, and our county commissioner of District 2 ignored it. And then we found where there was a discrepancy in how they did the procedure. We took it to the county commissioners, and all three of them ignored it. That's what got me started. Then I started diving into some papers and started going to the meetings, the BOCC meetings. I started finding a whole lot of discrepancies that were not adding up. And then, so I decided to start asking questions. Then they couldn't give me answers. So after a while, they finally just told me I had to shut up and wouldn't let me talk very much. And, there's a whole bunch of stuff in between there, but that's kind of what led me to running. I figured out that the people had no voice, no power, no nothing. And under the Constitution, we're supposed to. But they showed me real quick we did not. And that's why I'm running. And then the roads. Everyone knows the roads where I live in District 2. 98% of them are about 5 years behind on maintenance, and there's nothing being done. It's not the workers' fault. It's just the administration. And then there's a young man that lost his life last year on a road job that should not have happened. If anybody wants to get into those records, they'll find out. I did. That's all I'm going to say on that. It's just pretty embarrassing, and we pay the majority of the taxes of Osage County here in District 2. I did the paperwork on that, and we have the sorriest roads. So you take it from there, Ty.
All right. You mentioned the roads, certainly. Just what are some things you would, if you were to be in office, try to get changed as County Commissioner for District 2?
Okay, what I would change, number one, I would try to invite as many people as I could for the public to get there to watch the meetings. I would sure enough let them have a voice in every meeting. If they wanted to make a decision, I would let the people vote on a decision. I really don't like the decisions that the county commissioners are making for all the people. I don't, it doesn't look good to me, and the people just don't have a voice. And as far as what goes across the table there at the meetings, it's for the last year, they have voted yes on everything, every county commissioner. That seems a little odd to me. There's no opposition there. We've tried to create some opposition to slow down the money spending, and it hasn't worked. So I want the people to know what's going on. I want the people to rule. If I have if I want to do something, I want to go to the people first, or the citizens, and let them decide, because it's all of us's money. And I would also try to unite everybody instead of everybody saying, "Oh, I know the government's this way, that way." Well, a lot of people don't know, but they need to know, and I want to be the one to get them the message. I will. You know, the roads are the main thing people want fixed, but they don't really understand where the money goes and how it's being wasted, and I've seen it.
You mentioned, you know, citizens voting and such on for county commissioner meetings, like on, say, approved purchase orders. Would you let the citizens vote on that? Is that what I'm hearing there? Or?
Well, no. If there's something that comes up, say what happened to us, say they're wanting to bring in a housing development right in the middle of a bunch of people's homes that have been there a long time, for example, and the people around there don't want it, well, let the majority rule. Just have a vote. That's pretty much the democratic constitutional way. Don't let three people from another town decide, well, you can put all these homes right here. We don't care what everybody else thinks, especially when it doesn't fit. Now, there's more to this. It'd take me 30 minutes to explain the whole thing, but that is just an example of what happened here. They put 14 homes on 10 acres, where everything in a five-mile radius is 2.5 acres to 500 acres. Do the math. It doesn't fit. And the people spoke up, and the county commissioners ignored them. That's just an example. I mean, it happened. That is true, but that is just one example. If something, sometimes a vote needs to go to the people before they start. Three people start really making a decision for them, and they won't listen to the people. What I've seen, because I've been to every meeting in the last 10 months except for three, and I've also seen the money going across that table that we've questioned it. I've stood up. You've been there. I've asked questions. I've asked the hard questions, and they can't answer most of them. They always say, well, check the legal system, or, well, that's just the way it is, this and that. No one has checked anything. There are no checks and balances, and most of the people don't know that. I'll show them that. I'll show them everything because it's our money, and I'm just a citizen. If I go up there, if I get elected, I'm not. They're going to call me a politician. I'm not. I'm just a citizen. I'll stick to my. I can do stuff. I'm a retired horseshoer and a fabricator. I'll use my skills to fix the roads. I'll have to work a way back in with Osage Nation, get to be friends with them again because they helped us. They helped us a bunch when previous county commissioners were there. I got to build that bridge again because a lot of bridges have been broke. We've got to start working together. Somebody has to start it. And if I get elected, I'm going to try my damnedest to start that, to get everybody excited, to get them involved, because we have to do it together.
Well, and you talk about, you know, doing things together. You talk about some of those county records and such. You know, we go on all day about some of the allegations and such that's been flying around. But, you know, two of the big ones, Courthouse Annex, Kennedy Building. I'll just kind of let you talk about that if you would like to.
Okay, on the Kennedy Building, I went through public records and court records, a lot of court records. The first appraisal on the Kennedy Building was $132,000. 5-6 years later, the building's in worse shape, and all of a sudden it appraised by three individuals, two from Pawhuska and one from Burbank, for $910,000. Do the math, okay? Look at the names. Go to the BOCC meetings before 2017. Start reading those. You'll come up with a lot of interesting things. And then you go. I went to the auction, and nobody showed but one person. The auction was over in less than 5 minutes. They sold it for 80% of appraised value, which they appraised it at $910,000. Sold for $728,000. Okay. Bingo, it's over. Well, then I pull the records, all the county records, the court records. I start asking questions, and they accuse me of lying. Pawhuska Capital Journal said I was lying when I sat there in the BOCC meeting and had the documents in my hand where an elected official said they thought it was bid rigging. If I get elected, I will produce those documents. They could have went and got the same documents. It's public record and court record. Then on the annex, I don't really remember it. I just went to records and I found where in 2011 the people voted against it, Osage County. And then later on, here in the last year or so, I kind of started getting involved in it a little bit, reading more stuff. And my first meeting I went to was August the 15th of 2022. It was under new business. It was nothing but everybody has to read those minutes. I mean, the whole meeting, but under new business on August 15, 2022, everyone needs to read that. You can pretty much put together who wants the annex and who didn't want the annex. It spells it out right there. I don't want to get into that whole conversation because under that new business, a lot of people spoke. And from then to now, what we did ourselves, they hired us to move the records because they paid another record company $32,900 to move the records from the record building. They walked off in 5 days. So we told every piper that we'd do it. Well, so we did it in 9 days. My cut was $8,500 for 9 days. That's a little bit overspending, okay? $32,900 total. And our part was 9 days. Anyway, the whole deal, we got $22,000. The other company, they ended up getting $10,000 walking off the job. Why didn't they investigate why they walked off the job? Why did they settle with them? That was a breach of contract. Nobody said anything. So we stepped up and finished it. And, you know, that. And then I have pictures of the foundation. There's a lot of problems that I haven't brought them up yet. I will. I'm kind of telling you my future here, but everybody knows. Well, not everybody knows, but a few people know when I come to those BOCC meetings, I want answers because they have to answer to me, the public. Everybody else can go too, but I'm seen to be the only one. Nothing adds up.
Well, and like you said, we could talk all day because there's a lot to cover over there in Osage County. It's the largest county for a reason, I suppose. Is there anything else that you would like to touch on that we haven't talked about yet, though?
I only operate on facts of minutes of the meetings, on court records and county records. That's all I operate on when it comes to going up there to the BOCC meetings or everything with the county. Okay, now, in my world of fabricating or horseshoeing, you know, it's a different ballgame, but same thing, though. I can answer questions because I've experienced all that. I've been learning this county stuff for the last year and a half, trying to educate myself with the treasurer's office and the assessor's office. I learned a lot. I went up and sat with both of them for 2 or 3 hours, each one of them, because I'm up there every Monday. You know that. You see me there every Monday. So I learned a lot. I had to change my way of thinking on the assessor and the treasurer because down here or any place away from that, most people don't like the assessor. And most people don't like the treasurer because, well, the assessor tells you how much you got to pay and the treasurer tells you when you got to pay. Well, that's the average attitude. Well, I had to clean that attitude up. And when I sat with them, I got humbled and I learned that they're state regulated. They do all they can do, and they're good people. Okay, that's one thing I had to learn. Now, planning and zoning, I've got a different opinion of that. When you buy a piece of property, planning and zoning tells you what you can and cannot do with it. I have a little problem with that. I don't want, you know, one person along with six or seven others who's not even from my district. Telling me what I can and can't do with a piece of property. Now, if the people around me says no, okay, you know, yeah, I'll obey that. But I just don't like a small group controlling such a big county when it comes to buying and owning and developing property.